relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We love that intro. The last guy you heard talking on it was my old boss. And I went to see him yesterday in the Oval. And after we had a chat, he had this to say to you.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Hey, what do you think, Leroy? Should we use that in an intro for the show?
For every intro.
For every segment of every day.
Exactly.
And then we should come in at the weekends and use it again.
And we should play it on the outros as well.
Intros, outros, every segment. Sold. Sold to that man. Thank you. Yeah, it was a great meeting. Jeff, my producer, and I had a blast. He was in such a good mood. More of that later. But now we have to talk to another lover of freedom, freedom fighter extraordinaire on Capitol Hill, Congressman Matt Gaetz. Are you on the line?
Oh, it's great to be with you, Dr. Gorka.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You are one of the few people out there who has the president's back. Can I ask you just to respond to some unbelievable audio that I've been saving just for you to react to? It comes from the woman who thought she would be president because of her gender and because her last name was Clinton. Let's go to cut six.
There's enough there that any other person who had engaged in those acts would certainly have been indicted. The whole matter of obstruction was very directly sent to the Congress. I mean, if you read that part of the report, it could not be clearer.
Congressman Gaetz, from the 1st District of Florida, let me ask you one question. Yeah, is that a signal? Is that a signal to the hordes of crazies, or is that just one pathetic, desperate woman's wish?
Well, as a strategist, you well know that people always disclose their greatest weaknesses. They advertise their weaknesses. And here, for Hillary Clinton, the judgment of history is that she was not elected president because she lied to people. She was deceptive. She broke the law. And the American people were tired of the Clintons living by one set of rules and the rest of the country living by a totally different set of rules. In her case, there were clear violations of law, clear lies about the handling of classified information, people's lives put in jeopardy. But for her, it was just a flippant issue about her emails. So the hypocrisy just bleeds through the radio as we hear from Mrs. Clinton. But, you know, as we look at the Mueller report, Dr. G., you know, we've been saying to the country two principal things. the president did not collude with Russia, and the Mueller team is biased. Volume 1 of the report proved that the president didn't collude with Russia, and Volume 2 proved that the Mueller team is biased. I mean, like, the notion that it is obstruction of justice for the president to legitimately exercise his Article 2 powers in public, in front of the American people, with no underlying crime is just laughable. Right. And my colleagues continue to double down on the theory that, you know, like, somehow if they just continue to abuse the president, that he'll give up on the reforms that are driving economic growth and an American sense of revival.
So I have to ask you, as an insider, because you are in the swamp every day, I had my colleague here, and I disagreed with him vehemently, Hugh Hewitt, who, you know, he spends a lot of time on MSNBC and elsewhere, and he says, give him a week or two, and the Democrats are going to realize that this horse is dead, and they're going to drop it. I think my friend Hugh is wrong. Do you think they will ever give up?
This is like the poison candy that they've eaten, mm-hmm. and now they just can't help but go through the motions on the various symptoms and consequences. They are so committed to this theory that Donald Trump is an illegitimate president, not just that they disagree with him, not just that he's wrong on issues through their eyes, but that he's illegitimately influenced, that they've sold that to their base. And now their base won't allow them to escape. I mean, if you look at Elizabeth Warren, she's out there already calling for impeachment despite the fact that there's no collusion. And she'll probably go up in the polls as a consequence. And when people see that, then I think you'll see the Democratic Party move more and more outside of the orbit of reality.
But let me ask you, let me push back on this for a second, because I sometimes get a queasy feeling, especially after having traveled with the president to places like Youngstown, Ohio, deep, deep Democrat areas, and seeing an incredible reception for him from blue-collar workers from completely formerly Democrat areas. Is it really their base, Matt? Or is it just the fringe that is the loudest?
Well, it's their media overlords.
Okay.
I mean, nobody in Youngstown, Ohio is writing the primetime script on Lawrence O'Donnell and Rachel Maddow.
Right.
And they really are the ones who call the shots. And the other thing is that, you know, these new pipe-swinging progressives in the freshman Democrat class, Omar, Tlaib, Ocasio-Cortez, Nancy Pelosi can't put anything on the floor that they don't agree to. And so they really have a lot of say over her, and it's going to be interesting to watch how the more radical fringes of the Democratic Party start to take more and more of the apparatus of power.
Let me, in the last couple of minutes we have left, every day seems to bring another nobody we've never heard of to the list of Democrat presidential self-appointed nominees. We were with the president yesterday. He was incredibly confident, as usual. He doesn't see a threat from any of them. Do you agree, or if Biden makes his big announcement tomorrow, could that be, you know, the stalking horse for some kind of, you know, serious attempt?
If the Democratic Party has to turn to Joe Biden as the last-minute savior to provide pizzazz and energy, it tells a lot about the Democratic Party. But no, obviously there's not going to be a Democratic field that can captivate the imagination and the attention of the body politic like the president can. And frankly, the Democrats should nominate Bernie Sanders because he has won the argument in their party. Bernie for decades has been.
Okay, so let's go down there. We've got 2 minutes left. If it's Bernie, are you worried?
Oh, absolutely not. But I just think he's won the argument within their party. I'm not worried if it's Bernie because I don't think the American people are going to elect someone who simply believes that his ideology is more important than math. The pure math of what we can pay for. You know, Bernie just believes in an ideology that is above math and reality. And I think regular people aren't going to sign up for that. But, you know, the positions that Bernie has held for two decades about a massive government takeover, about a full-throated embrace of socialism, those are now mainstreamed in the Democratic Party. I mean, so he is the front runner today by money and where he is on the issues. And I think if they nominate him, we can show that he's clearly not someone that you would give the reins of the country to.
We've got 1 minute left, and I don't want to lull anybody. We've got a massive audience across the country. I don't want to lull anybody into a false sense of security. What is your message to the Americans who believe in the president's agenda, are overjoyed with the last 2 years, What do we have to do for the next 2 years to make sure it's another 6 years of Donald Trump and people like you having his back on Capitol Hill?
We have to remember that this president was elected by winning, you know, three states by about a percentage point each.
Right.
That this is an election coming up that is going to demand a massive turnout from Americans who believe that our country should lead the world and that we ought to put the interests of our country before the interests of people elsewhere in the world. That's what's exceptional about America, is that we can lead by being a shining example. And I think that we will only be able to do that with four more years of a Trump presidency. So if people want to continue that sense of optimism that we really are getting going, that careers are becoming more stable, they need to make sure that they're finding the people that they think might not get out to vote in the next 2 years, identify them early, and get them engaged.
A superb message. Take nothing for granted. All of us have to be active and part of the solution. You have been listening to Representative Matt Gaetz, the congressman for Florida's 1st Congressional District. Follow him now at Rep. Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, here with America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next, Emerald Robinson. How confident are you that your bank accounts, IRA, 401k, and your investments are safe? Will you be able to access that money when you need it most? All your assets are just entries on an electronic ledger. If our vulnerable U.S. power grid fails or we suffer a financial collapse, you will not be able to access that money. That's why I strongly suggest you call my friends at Midas Gold Group and diversify your assets by owning physical gold. Midas Gold Group is a second-generation business, veteran-owned and operated, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. They can show you how to convert your IRA or 401k into physical gold with zero tax consequences. And if you already own gold, Midas will give you a free portfolio evaluation. Call Midas Gold Group today and be ready for whatever tomorrow brings. Call 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you. 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. Friends, I have to tell you about my recent experience at Frontsight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. I am no novice. I have received firearms training at the highest level. Dr. Ignatius Piazza and his Frontsight facility are a national treasure. Through my personal relationship with Frontsight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge, with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/Gorka. After your first course at Frontsight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. But you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/Gorka. See you at Frontsight.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
It is always superb to go back to the White House, especially to meet your old boss, as I did yesterday. I took my producer Jeff with me, and we had a wonderful meeting. But it's not all parts of the compound are equally nice to visit. And when you come in lately, because I have a radio show, they handle me as a member of the media. I don't see myself as a member of the media, their Secret Service, but they were very friendly yesterday. Some of the guys I used to hang out with were still there. I guess they hadn't rotated out. So I go through the press entrance, and I hang out in the briefing room, the press pool room, waiting to see the boss or the old boss. And that's not where I want to hang out. I mean, if there's any place in D.C. I do not want to hang out, it's with the White House press corps, with one exception. Emerald Robinson, who immediately came to say hi, because that's the kind of lady that she is. She is the chief White House correspondent for OANN. Follow her on Twitter right now, because she's 300 followers away from 60,000. By the end of this segment, I want her to be at 60,000. Who did we do that for last week? We bumped somebody right over the edge during the segment. It was wonderful. Follow her at Emerald Robinson. Emerald Robinson. Emerald, thank you for being a friendly face in the White House, in the press pool room.
Well, I have to say, Dr. Gorka, they also don't consider you a part of the media.
Especially a Billy-O Jim Acosta.
Exactly. Well, it was great to have you there. Of course, I am very happy to see you, whether everyone else is or not. Thank you for that shout out to my Twitter follows.
It was Sarah Carter. We pushed Sarah Carter.
Sarah is so great. Yeah. I actually ran into her at the White House just last week as well.
All the best people. All the best people.
I know.
I have to ask you. I could not do your job. I could not. Working. I mean, there's the swamp, and then there's the uber swamp inside the swamp. And you are in the uber swamp. What was it like last Thursday when the Mueller report dropped? What was the atmosphere amongst your colleagues in the White House press corps, Emerald Robinson?
You know, it was very interesting. Of course, we'd have this precursor of several days that they knew that there wasn't any there in the Mueller report. Barr had already given it the sources. Every network has their own sources. And at that point, we all knew basically what we were going to see. And that was nothing that they had said for 2+ years.
All the indictments of Don Jr. and everybody else that they were feverishly waiting for.
Exactly. And the true proof of obstruction or the links to Russia, they just were not there. So you saw, we talk about the seven stages of grief, right? You saw the seven stages of the Mueller report.
Has somebody written that article? That's a great article.
No.
The seven stages of the Mueller report. Are you listening out there, guys? Chris Buskirk, everybody else.
Right, Chris. Just credit me with that.
Copyright Emerald, but somebody needs to write it. Julie Kelly, somebody go out there and write it now.
Yeah, but what is also very interesting about this from a media perspective is, and Donald Trump has said this several times. He said, "I am very good for you guys. I am good for your ratings."
Look what happened.
After the fallout of the Mueller report, ratings have dropped considerably.
Massively.
Bigly. Yes, if we want to keep it in the president's terms. Bigly for CNN specifically and MSNBC. And they saw themselves grappling with where do we go from here.
Okay, just describe it. You can't generalize everybody, but there is a certain hive mentality. They are the Borg, with certain exceptions, yourself included. What was the main? Was it depression? Was it desperation? Was it anger that, you know, the Trump family weren't whisked away in orange jumpsuits? How was the press corps reacting, Emerald?
Well, you certainly saw some people talking about, well, Donald Jr. got away with it. You heard that a few times. There was the, well, this doesn't exactly exonerate him, or even the, we didn't say there was really collusion.
So perpetuating the garbage or trying to say, hey, I knew this all along.
Yeah, exactly. Because this was after a couple of years of this consistent narrative. And, you know, in a lot of ways, it is information, it is news, and it's supposed to be fact-based. But the reality is that you're dealing with bottom lines and numbers, and they do have their overhead saying, we need to see those ratings. We need this and this and this and this. And you see that come out in how they behave or the questions they ask and what they're focused on, the narrative. And for them, this was a big business. It was really good for business. Right. And then on that day, everything sort of came to this halt. And you saw people kind of grappling with how you go from there. And it was very interesting how the administration handled it. And I actually did not expect it. They largely were silent on Thursday. They let the Mueller report speak for itself. We saw presidential advisor Kellyanne Conway out a little bit earlier in the day reacting. Of course, Kellyanne has had a lot of fun with this.
Right.
Saying, we told you all along, we didn't impede, we didn't obstruct, we let this go, we didn't enact executive privilege. But then when the president just walked by, maybe that was the most interesting moment, Dr. Gorka, was when we were out there. Most people don't get to see the backside of these gaggles, as we call them, when you're or scrum.
The sprays.
When you're standing on the South Lawn and you're waiting for the president to depart, and often he stops and it turns into a mini press conference. He'll talk to us for a long time, what? Answering everyone's questions, sometimes twice. And that day, that's what everyone expected. I mean, this had been the day that he had supposedly been waiting for, which it was what he had said all along, essentially, that he wouldn't be found guilty of anything. He strolled past with the first lady, who had on this fabulous coat, gave a couple of glances, a wave to, it looked like the press pool, but it was actually people who were standing there. There's often tourists at the White House.
Oh, it was. It wasn't you guys.
Not necessarily. There was, you had some people, of course, yelling questions about reaction to the Mueller report, and he just strolled past. So it was this sort of, I think for a lot of people that were in this business, it fell flat after 2 years of there wasn't a big White House response.
If you're trying to make me feel sorry for your colleagues, you are failing. You are failing.
I'm giving you the perspective without getting teary.
We appreciate it. You're going to stay for one more segment, and we thank you. Yeah. I have one very quick question and then one favor to ask of you. Mm-hmm. Number one, is it true that April Ryan thinks she's Beyonce and dances around as if she's Beyonce underneath the press pool?
I have no comment on that. I can neither confirm or deny.
You know it's true. April Ryan thinks she's Beyonce. And secondly, I need to request your assistance.
Yes.
I saw a Billio yesterday.
Yeah.
The man who last time when I was in the White House said, what are you doing here, Gorka? This is for real journalists. Hey, Buster, I'm not a journalist, and neither are you. Abilio was on the phone yesterday as I walked out of the White House, and he had a dark gray suit on. And Jim Acosta, I told him, I don't think he was paying attention, he was wearing light brown shoes with a business suit. So, Jim, you don't wear light brown shoes with a business suit. Please help that man out, will you, Emerald?
I'll pass that along.
A little bit of sartorial advice from somebody as elegant as you will probably have more weight. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast on more than 300 stations affiliates and sundry platforms, including iTunes. Yes, we are crushing it on the iTunes podcast download. So check us out. Look for America First. More with Emerald Robinson of OANN. Follow her on Twitter at Emerald Robinson. Don't touch that dial.
There's simply no explanation. Your son's a miracle.
Breakthrough is the feel-good inspirational movie event audiences around the country are raving about.
He just came back to life.
Critics are calling it remarkable. A heartwarming story of faith, love, and community.
The fiercest mama bear that I've ever known.
From the producers of Miracles from Heaven.
The power of God's love makes all things possible.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Not playing. Only in theaters.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women. It's good friends like Lori Crouch, Christine Kane, Carrie Jobe, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, and many more. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. We'll see you real soon.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
It's wonderful when your friends are successful. And Mike Lindell is a friend of mine and this show. He put $1 million of his own money into the film Unplanned. It is doing incredibly well in the box office. It's a story that's true about Abby Johnson, what she saw inside Planned Parenthood, how they tried to stifle the truth, and how she wouldn't let them. Go to unplannedmovie.com. Buy your tickets now. It is rated R because it's a serious, serious movie about a serious issue. So 17... or older, or those accompanied by their parents, go now to unplannedmovie.com. portions of America First are brought to you proudly in part by Unplanned the Movie. We are back with Emerald Robinson, Chief White House Correspondent for OANN. Follow her at Emerald Robinson. We had fun in the last segment. Let's get serious. You have been incredibly forthright, very forward-leaning on social media since the Sri Lanka attacks. We have a very disturbing phenomenon amongst Democrat politicians in terms of how they described and are describing those events, but also the quote-unquote mainstream media. No, Emerald?
Yeah, it was really interesting on Easter Sunday to see the response from very prolific Democratic figures, the heads of the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Julian Castro, all using the same language.
Yeah.
Easter worshipers.
Yeah.
I, for a moment, Dr. Gorka, and you know I'm in this business, so things don't largely take me aback. That actually did. Especially after,
are you a believer?
I am a believer.
Okay.
My daddy is a pastor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but and I was actually at my dad's home church that day, and so I'm surrounded by, you know, coal mining community, true faith and family people, true patriots.
Clingers.
Yes.
Bitter clingers.
Exactly, bitter
people
clingers.
People who listen to this kind of show.
Exactly. And so to see that and know the scale, my husband was there with me, and he kept saying the scale of the devastation. It's now the count's up to this, the count's up to this. And on a day that you're with your family and you're getting to freely worship and celebrate your faith, to think that those people were massacred, and then this is your response, Easter worshipers. You can even call them Christians.
Let me ask you, where is this coming from? Because I you know, it's, I don't believe in the conspiracy theories. Maybe there were some talking points for politicians. But this is a mentality shared by maybe not thousands, but at least clearly hundreds of journalists in your field.
Well, if you look at the language, they all use the same language. There's definitely talking points and the media is a part of or often privy to those kind of talking points and how to portray a narrative. Here's the question is, how is it going to bode for them in 2020? They have done some major shifts, and I have a very liberal mother-in-law who is always a very good gauge for me in how this kind of rhetoric or these talking points are playing with their base. Specifically, she's always been a Democrat. She's a teachers union.
So California Democrat. Well, we've got a minute and a half. How is your mother-in-law reacting to these things?
This is very difficult for her to take, as was the late-term abortion issue that came to light in January when you saw what was happening in New York, Virginia, then the Virginia governor, Ralph Northam, and his statements there. So this is something that's not even coming out of – it's not a response to Donald Trump. It's where the Democrat Party is pushing, and they seem to be pushing more from their left-leaning wing.
If you can answer, what about Kavanaugh? Did she react to Kavanaugh in an interesting way?
She actually did. And that was perhaps maybe the most interesting to me, because she came out of that 1970s feminist, we're independent. She got her master's during that time, became a successful career woman. So she's from that mentality. But to see that someone could be accused with not a lot of evidence or any evidence, and how he was immediately butchered in public opinion, and how that was going to affect his family and professional life, that was very difficult for her to stomach. She has a son. She has a grandson now. And she felt like that wasn't very fair. So the Christianity part of this now, with them refusing to use the word Christian, for a lot of people, even in their base, even in the Democratic Party base, that's very scary. Because they feel like that's a slippery slope. If you can't call it for what it is or say these Christians in Christ Church, we said they were Muslims.
Yes.
Who were slaughtered.
Global Muslim community they talked about.
Exactly. Yeah. And Democrats, the same Democrats who called it Easter worshipers, had no problem saying the Muslim community. And that has alerted their base, as did the whole late-term abortion issue. They saw some changes, shifts in opinion there, even amongst their base.
Well, thanks to Emerald Robinson, we've walked away with... Somebody has to write the article, The 12 Steps of Mullah Grief, number one. And the second is, don't forget, if she's a liberal, your mother-in-law might be a great barometer for 2020. Two things we've learned today from Emerald Robinson. We are so glad to have you in the studio. Follow her now, because we've got to get her Twitter followers up. She is Emerald Robinson on Twitter, Chief White House Correspondent. I hope you'll come back again to the studio.
Absolutely. It's always good to join you.
Thank you, Emerald. Thank you kindly. We'll be taking your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. But first, I'd like to share with you my gratitude to Pete and Seth Talbot. Who are these people? They are the father and son team that invented something called Relief Factor. Totally natural. It's omega-3s, resveratrol, curcumin, and it attacks inflammation and pain at the source. I had a lower back pain issue, tried the 3-week quick starter pack, which costs $19.95. What do you get for $20 today? Within 2 weeks, my lower back pain had gone, and it is still gone. That's why people like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, and myself totally endorse this product. Tens of thousands of our listeners are getting daily relief because they are taking Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, see the testimonials from across the country. Do yourself a favor. You could be the next success story. Go now to relieffactor.com, $19.95. Try for 3 weeks. You will not regret it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
As former strategist to the president, I know the threats to America's electrical grid are very real. Your money and investments are managed electronically. No electricity means no access to your bank accounts, stocks, or IRAs. That's why you must have physical wealth on hand at all times, especially gold and silver. So I recommend you call my friends at Midas Gold Group. Midas is a second-generation, veteran-owned company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Midas offers strategies and solutions, not sales pitches. They can show you how to convert an IRA or 401k into physical gold with zero tax consequences. Call now and get a free copy of Midas Gold Group's eye-opening report on the 10 threats to your finances exclusively for you, my America First listeners. Call Midas Gold Group now at 480-360-3000. Don't wait until another disaster strikes. Call now, 480-360-3000. Hi, it's Sebastian Gorka here. You all know how much I love my pillow. Now Mike Lindell has come up with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He found the best cotton in the world, in a region where the Sahara, the Nile, and the Mediterranean meet to create the best weather conditions for the growing of cotton. Mike Lindell guarantees they will be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own Giza sheets by calling 800-829-8468 and use the promo code GORKA to get 30% off plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, but you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A or call 800-829-8468.
Sebastian Gorka, the deepest voice in radio, except for me.
I think I have you beat today, Dave. A little bit of a sniffle, a little bit of a throaty thing going on. Today is when we should have the voice off. And we'll let the listeners decide. Leroy, can you set that up? We'll set that up. I'm Sebastian Gorka, very proud to have my program sponsored in part by the Association of Mature American Citizens. See what I did there? I did it backwards, right? Sneaky, right? Because usually I have to do the disclaimer at the end, but hey, it's my show. AARP, not good guys. This is such an easy thing to pitch. Why? AARP is not on your side when it comes to the values that you believe in. The founding principles, individual liberty, free markets, they're on the side of the bad guys. Don't join them. If you're over 50, there's only one rational choice, AMAC, Dan Weber's organization. It's just a few years old. It's already got 1.7 million people as its members. Why? Because they care, because they support the things you care about. Please go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com or call 855-624-4824. That number again is 855-624-4824. You get all the benefits you'd expect from them. All kinds of discounts on travel and all kinds of things that make life easier. But then your money is spent to fight for causes you believe in. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. I'm going to go to your calls in a second. We are on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833. Now I'm going to do it slowly. 334-6752. But an unbelievable story. If you ever wonder, if you ever think, you know, it's not that bad. You can't give in to people who are saying it's really that bad. Just go to the Daily Wire and a story that's written by somebody who we follow a lot. Amanda Prestigiacobo, Uber driver fired by Uber. Why? Because he refused to take a passenger to an abortion clinic. He realized where this woman was going to get an abortion, to a Planned Parenthood clinic in New York, and he refused to exact the fare to pick her up and take her to kill the child in her womb. Uber terminated the driver, and the passenger has reported the driver to the police because she wants to take legal action. I guess she didn't see that press conference with the president last year. I was there. It was a beautiful, hot day with the little Sisters of the Poor when the Religious Freedom Proclamation was signed. We don't do that in America. We don't penalize you for your beliefs. It's un-American. It's called the Disestablishment Clause of our Constitution. Back to your calls, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. Line 2, Mike in California has been waiting very patiently. Welcome to America First.
Hi, thank you, Dr. Gorka. The Marxist Democrat Party and their comrades and allies in the mainstream news media have really outdone themselves now in attacking our liberty and freedom. I'm sure, as you know, the right to a presumption of innocence until proven guilty is not protected in our Constitution. It is a longtime American tradition recognized by the courts. Now, the Democrat Party, I thought they really outdid themselves when they changed that and turned it on its head and made it into you are guilty until proven innocent if right. You're a Republican or a conservative judge who upholds the Constitution. But now they've really outdone themselves. Now they've gone to the point where they presume you are guilty after you're proven innocent.
Yeah, fabulous. Yes, yes. Not only have they flipped it, not only are you guilty before the case is reported, remember Covington, remember Kavanaugh, now with the Mueller report, you're just guilty after you've been proven innocent. Mike, did somebody tell you that?
No, I threw that out on my own. So if you use it, you can credit me. I'm Mike Robbins, El Segundo, former city councilman from my city of El Segundo.
I'm going to say and Mike from El Segundo. Is that good? Is that good enough to give you credit?
That's good enough. People usually know me when I call the radio, Mike from El Segundo. Also, I'm the son of a survivor of communism. My mom escaped from communist Russia when she was 5 years old, little girl.
Wow.
With her family after the communists tortured and murdered her grandpa from the family in the village she lived in. And after they shot her 10-year-old cousin in the head, and after they murdered her is either her mom's 10 uncles, I think it was, or her own 10 uncles. Four uncles were murdered, shot in the head, executed. And I'm Jewish, and the communists promised the Jews that they would stop the pogroms that were being committed under Tsar's rule.
Right.
And the communists just made the pogroms much worse. They murdered a lot more Jews.
Let me ask you something, Mike. This is fascinating. So your mother escaped the Soviet Union as a five-year-old, had witnessed in her family the persecution of the Jews, which had no effect on Bernie Sanders, who took his honeymoon in the Soviet Union. Let's just remind all our listeners. And you live in California. With that family background, we've got a minute left. What is it like for you to live in the People's Republic?
Well, I hate to say it, but I started wondering if maybe at some point Americans would have to escape communism and maybe go to Russia or, you know, other countries.
There's nowhere else to run, Mike. There's nowhere else to run.
I know. I believe Ronald Reagan pointed that out, that America is the last best hope, and that where else could we escape to? Nowhere.
Yeah, the example I like to give, I think I did it a couple of weeks ago. Everywhere else, when you're running from persecution, whether you're running from fascists, whether you're running from communists, you always go to whose embassy? Our embassy. We don't have another embassy on whose door we can knock. We are the last best hope of Judeo-Christian civilization. Mike, would you do me a favor, Mike from El Segundo? Will you stay on the line if you haven't got one already? I'd love to give you a signed copy of my book, Why We Fight. Defeating America's Enemies.
I love that. I was going to buy it. I'll buy your other book. Was it
Defeating Jihad? Yeah. Good move.
When you give me this one.
All right. Stay on the line. We'll get your address. We'll sign it for you right now, and we'll pop it in the post. Great call. Yes. Now you are guilty after you've been proven innocent. Classic. I think we'll have to write that into an article. The muse has struck, and today's muse is Mike. That's why we get the best callers. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay tuned for much, much more.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
There's simply no explanation. Your son's a miracle.
Breakthrough is the feel-good, inspirational movie event audiences around the country are raving about.
He just came back to life.
Critics are calling it remarkable. A heartwarming story of faith, love, and community.
The old fiercest mama bear
that I've ever known.
From the producers of Miracles from Heaven.
The power of God's love makes all things possible.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Not playing. Only in theaters.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women. It's good friends like Lori Crouch, Christine Kane, Carrie Job, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, and many more. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. We'll see you real soon.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass.
But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
I remember that Paul Abdul song. That's the animated music video with the crazy cat. That was fun. She used to be able to move, that lady. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Oh, don't forget, tonight, back to back, I'm going to be on the Sinclair Network with Eric Bowling for his weekly show, America This Week, at 7 o'clock, top of the show. And then I've got to run over to another studio to be on the Lou Dobbs Show on the Fox Business Channel tonight, 7 p.m., back-to-back, Eric Bowling, Sinclair, and then Lou Dobbs. Let's go to one more call this hour. Let's squeeze in line three. Jackie, Mesa, Arizona, welcome aboard.
Thank you. I'll be brief. I believe that what the Democrats are up to is they're putting all these liberals out there, and they're not going to run any of them. At the Democratic convention, all they want is votes. And what they're going to do is they're going to go, I believe, and run Michelle Obama. They're going to pull it back together, and that's why Nancy Pelosi was saying, oh, don't worry about it. You'll see. You'll see. They're getting all the base. Pull it with Michelle. If she gets in there, presidential pardon as she leaves office.
Presidential pardon for who?
For anybody that's in the court system or convicted on any of the charges that they've tried or are trying to put through against Hillary Clinton or anybody else.
Okay, so what do you base this on? What facts do you base this on?
I believe it.
It's just a theory.
It's my theory. Yes.
Okay. Well, look, it's intriguing. It's intriguing. To have a dark horse, a stalking horse, somebody you keep in your back pocket, and then run these people, and then they drop out. There's two massive problems with the theory. Number one, it's a theory. There's no facts to support it, so it's just entertainment. Secondly, watch any interview in the last 3 months with Kamala Harris, Jackie. Look at her eyes. She wants this like nothing else in her life. The idea that this is a stunt for her and that this is just some kind of fake, false maneuver, and then Michelle Obama's going to, parachute in, it's not happening. I think if that occurred, Jackie, we would see the biggest catfight in American history. So, Jackie, thanks for the call. Fascinating theory, but at the end of the day, it's just a theory. With the Democrats, it really is going to be a crazy, crazy circus. And who else is going to self-nominate? I mean, how many have we had in just the last 2 weeks? Utter insanity. We'll keep on top of it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't forget, not only are we broadcasting terrestrially, not only are we live streaming audio and visual at sebgorka.com, but loads of you every day are downloading the podcast on iTunes. Just look for America First, and you can catch up or hear again anything that you missed or loved.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.